This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, January 17th. Well, wheat is on the rebound around the country in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat rebounded today, along with Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat. It seems that the market really dropped down to an area where we're pretty cheap, really, but we become very competitive around the world. That being said, without any export data, we don't really know anything for sure, so it's kind of difficult to see if we're making headway because we've gotten to a competitive price. Inside that, the Northern Hemisphere has had really good winter weather. That's certainly favorable for the winter wheat, so that wouldn't necessarily be bearish on the market. So these export numbers would really be helpful so that we can get some understanding on where we're going to be. But our pace going forward, even if we do get the numbers, would probably be sluggish, to say the least.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 512. March corn was up 2.75 at 374. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 610 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were also unchanged, ranging from 650.5 to 655.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were up 3, ranging from 655 to 670. Live cattle for February were up 87.5 cents at 127.72.5. January feeder cattle were down 97.5 cents to 143.95. And January Class 3 milk was up a penny at $14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.